All right, Robert, we're recording. Should we should we let him have go. It?
So, all right, you have come to this point. You have presumably already listened to Radiolab's show called Black Box. You have heard about the Piddingtons, and you have decided...
I don't know why, but...
you have decided to find out how the Piddingtons did the trick, or at least ways that they might have done the trick by a very knowledgeable source. The source is Penn Jillette. And like all magic tricks, your attention has been diverted from the secret to something that doesn't matter.
So the misdirection in this is that everybody listening to this broadcast is very concerned about how he transmits the information to her. That is the whole question you're trying to solve.
Exactly.
They give you a job, which is to solve how he gets the information to her, and then they make that impossible. The pilot would have to be mouthing the words, or she doesn't have headphones, and I believe all that's true. I don't believe there's any lying going on.
But Penn thinks the key to this whole trick is that Leslie was fed the answers in advance.
She was sent to her place with the information on what the punchline would be.
But she couldn't have been. Because,
of course she was.
No, she couldn't have been because I listened and the setup precludes that possibility.
No,
people
it doesn't.
Randomly gathering it, books thrown
oh,
hither.
Oh, no, no. The most important thing that's said in that, we're talking about two different things now. We'll go to the book test in a second, but in the envelope test.
I'm going to ask Mr. Perkins to nominate any two numbers between 1 and 150. In that way, two of the 150 numbered envelopes issued to you here will be indicated.
The piece of information that's given to me is that there are two envelopes. Why do you have two envelopes, do you think?
So that if you just pick one of them, both of the people will think, oh, that wasn't mine, it was just the other guy's.
Bingo. Once they say two envelopes, you've allowed the possibility that nobody knows the exact provenance of that piece of information, right? Hmm. So your task is now to switch one of the envelopes. And how do we accomplish that task? Well, the page that brought the envelopes up could have switched them. The mentalist could have had a clipboard that slid out another envelope. Or he could have held the piece of paper in his hand and held it under the envelope, ripped it open, held back the one that's in the envelope, and dumped the one that's underneath the envelope into the person's hand. And no one is lying then. Now, if you asked me, under oath, do you know exactly how they did this trick? My answer would be no. I don't know if there was an envelope within an envelope, which makes it much easier to slide things here and there. I don't know if the page switched it or the mentalist switched it.
Okay, and what about the other one?
Now, a book test, this is a funny position because we actually do one in our show, the Penn & Teller show.
Could you remind me what, in the book, in this case, the audience is told to bring books of their, you know, and then they show.
Yeah, as far as I remember, this is how it went. They have a pile of books on the stage.
I will attempt to transmit to Leslie a line of print selected from a number of books on the table here in the studio.
Now, if the BBC provides those books, what does that mean? Well, you could give them a list of books they had to buy. And then you have those books there, and the BBC has bought those books and brought them in, and I had nothing to do with them and didn't touch them. Or you could simply have the PA that goes out to buy it, you could just say to him, no, we got them for you. They're a lot easier. Now, getting books printed that are gimmicked is trivial. Every book could be exactly the same within the covers.
So maybe every page in every book is the same page.
I'm not saying that's the way they did it. I'm saying that's one of the ways they could have done it.
Or, says Penn, maybe it's not the books. The big red flag, he thinks, is in all the extra attention that they give to the pages and the line numbers.
Right. They do something to randomize the numbers.
They do something to randomize the numbers.
Whenever you say words like randomize, you are saying this is how you do the trick. You have them choose numbers in a way that allows some monkey business.
Briefly, what's been done is to provide a four-figure number, 1,159, 1159, By using two judges and a member of the audience.
We don't want you to just think of something. We want to make it more random and harder by you actually picking numbers out of this hat that I happen to have here.
That is, regardless of what numbers you pull out of the hat, the only thing that can happen in that hat, whatever three numbers you pull out, will be to take you to the exact same place.
Yeah. Yeah, which there's a zillion ways to do that.
For example, he told us maybe you thought you were pulling numbers out of a hat full of random numbers, but every number in the hat is the same number.
Or you might be doing some tricky math to the numbers that the audience give you, so that like if you do the tricky math, then what looks like a random number from the audience actually always gets you back to the same number.
To find a line down, I want you to add the figures in the total together and... write that down at the side.
So while you were thinking about how could he possibly have sent that information to her, my whole thinking is how did he make sure he knew that information in advance? She is sent up in the airplane being told, here's what you're going to say. Just get to there in an interesting way.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is like a kiss with a poison dart in it.
I love how much I bummed your shit. yeah. Let's be in touch. Maybe there's something else I could bum your shit on.
I'm really looking forward to it.
You can call up and I'll also tell you that it's just guys they hire at malls that dress up in the Santa suit.
All right. Oh, goodbye.
pleasure talking to you. Yeah, best of luck. Right.
Thank you. All right. Okay, bye-bye.